Thank you so much for listening to the podcast exclusive version of today's show. On the other episode today, we have a long, interesting interview with Dame Lillard where we discuss with him his MVP candidacy. Guess what? He thinks he should be the MVP. And also he reflects on his time playing with LaMarcus Aldridge, who unfortunately retired from the NBA just before we recorded with Dame. Make sure you listen to that. But before we get started with more with Dame and much more from Jalen and Jacoby, we have a huge announcement. We used to love hitting the road and doing live shows, being able to see you, laugh with you, talk with you, drink with you, shake your hands, take pictures. Can't do that because of the pandemic, but we're excited to bring a Jalen and Jacoby podcast to you with a virtual live show. It's going to be sponsored by Bolt 24 and Straight Talk Wireless. What you do, you hop on Zoom and you join us for a live recording. That is Tuesday, April 27th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We're going to do our regular stuff. We're going to hear from you, go back and forth like a voicemail, but it's going to be live on the Zoom. We're doing Soft Move, Boss Move, Culture Regional. We'll be gearing up for the playoffs at that point. So we'll be talking about the home stretch of the NBA and much more in the world of sports, NFL draft, and more. So here's how you sign up to be a part of it. Registration is required and space is limited, but it's free to join. Here's what you do. Head over to bit.ly/JalenJacoby427. All lowercase. Again, it sounds complicated. It's not. bit.ly/JalenJacoby427 because it's on April 27th. That's all lowercase. You can submit your Q&A questions when you register to join us for our virtual live podcast on April 27th at 7:30 Eastern. Register now again at bit.ly/JalenJacoby427, all lowercase. And I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to say it slowly. Pause the podcast. Punched into your phone. We want to give the people actually listening to the podcast a chance to register before we put the information out on social media where a lot of people have a chance because we all know that our podcast listeners are our favorite people that take in Jalen Jacoby content. One last time, bit.ly/JalenJacoby427. Can't wait to enjoy a live show just like we used to over Zoom. Jalen Jacoby is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Baseball is back, and so are your favorite teams and players. Catch the best of the bigs all season on ESPN Plus with more than 180 live MLB games featuring every star and every team in the league. Sign up now at ESPNPlus.com/baseball and to get ready for the NFL draft with ESPN Radio's coverage on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Weekdays between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2, you're getting insights from former number one overall pick Keyshawn Johnson along with his co-host J. Will and Zubin Mehenti. You can listen to the show on the radio, and you can listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
All right, he is Jalen Anthony Rose.
What up, Dell?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in.
Together with Jalen and Jacoby, what is it that we do?
We give the people.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, we do exclusive pod only, old school style, whatever we want to talk about podcasts. First day back in studio since the pandemic. They gave us a bigger table. I can't even give you a pound, dog. I can't even give you a pound. Crazy. I can't even, you gotta stay 6 feet apart.
I feel like T Grizzly. First day out. Yes, indeed.
You know that we're 6 feet apart during the show, but the second the show's over, we're right next to each other. Yeah.
Like, what you want to do? What you want to do?
Keep up appearances. We always say the executives don't listen to the podcast, exactly. And we can say things that. Jalen, we have some very interesting news. Aaron Donald is out at a club called the Boom Boom Room.
Here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. I've been watching Belly. Rest in peace, X. I love you, brother.
In Pittsburgh at 3 a.m. Now, there's a lot problematic about that already, right? Like, there's just that, right? Just not alone. Boom Boom Room, problematic. At the club during a panty, problematic. But it doesn't end there. Apparently, this is according to the attorney of the person that is suing Aaron Donald. So this is one side of the story. I can't stress that enough.
Okay.
Attorney says his client, DeVincent Spriggs, needed 16 stitches and suffered a broken orbital bone, a broken nose, a concussion, a sprained or broken arm. The alleged attack occurred around 3 a.m. Sunday, Hollis said. And what happened was apparently one man bumped into the other and then it went outside. And that is when Mr. Spriggs was punched and attacked again, allegedly by Mr. Donald and the individuals that were part of his group.
So I can't stress this enough. It's one side of the story. I'm sure Mr. Donald's going to have an attorney to tell the other side of the story. But I saw the picture.
Okay.
And Mr. Spriggs doesn't look very healthy right now.
No.
So there's at least five problematic things about what went down. Where do you want to start?
Here's where I want to start, and thank you for sharing that with me. And as we give sports hairline homage, I always shout out Aaron Donald. You know what I mean? He does it with a helmet.
I'm glad that's where you wanted to start.
He does it with a helmet. Here's what I'll say. You think being out at 3 a.m. is problematic? I disagree. You think
during the pandemic?
You think being somewhere called the Boom Boom Room is problematic? I disagree.
During the pandemic.
Here's what I want to start with. I saw Mr. Spriggs' face. Mm. And let me tell you where I want to start. I don't want nobody punching me. So if I get into a disagreement or whatever, you got it. You can have it.
Yes.
I'll run from you.
Yes, I swear to God, me too.
I'll run from you.
You can say the most disrespectful stuff in the world.
It don't matter how big or small you are, I'll run from you.
You can say anything you want.
I'm sorry.
Don't touch my wife or kids.
Because let me tell you guys something. I wasn't always 48. And I used to feel like, oh, I'm going to fight everything, fight everybody all of the time. Then you get your nose dotted a couple times. Get your eye dotted a couple times.
No, my nose is on the other side of my face.
You slammed on your forehead a couple times. You get shot at a couple times. You know what I'm saying? You're like, you know what? I'm good. Get stabbed in my leg. I show you my leg. I stitched
you got
in
stabbed
leg.
In your leg?
Yeah, man.
When did you get stabbed in the leg?
When I was like 14.
How did you get stabbed in the leg?
It's a neighborhood altercation. I'll show it to you, man.
I believe you, but just a leg's a weird place to get stabbed.
Hey, man, what just happened when you wrestling and dude pull out a little shank, a little knife, trying to get him off you? So the point I'm trying to make is we're not promoting violence. So, and here's what I'm also not going to do. Mr. Spriggs, I want to teach you a lesson. Every encounter has a weight class. And there's been times, even when I was playing pickup basketball, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, I'm all American. But that guy could go pop the trunk. And while I'm getting buckets on him, he got to sell and hang out with all of them when I leave.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what he can't have? Me talking crazy to him on the court. So you know what you learn to do? I can win the game, but you know what? I'm going to charge it to the game, and I know what to say, when to say it, to who. Mr. Spriggs barked up the wrong tree, and it fell on him. It fell on him. Because, hold on, one last thing. You gave me the macho man. You said they bumped into each other, and I heard,
let's
take it outside.
I love that.
Let's take it outside.
Yo.
Okay, let's take it outside. So you know what happened? So that's your chance. That's your chance of insanity or humanity. I say this about the Malice at the Palace all of the time. Ron Artest decided when he was faced against Ben Wallace, like, you know what? I'm good. I'm going to keep my poise. Somebody else had to interject. He was chilling.
Lying down.
He was chilling. Like, that's one thing. This is why I'm a Detroiter. And I know this is going to sound crazy. This is why I defend Ron Artest in that situation.
Of course.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he was trying to act with civility.
He said, not today. Not today. And then
somebody else engaged in it, right? And so if you, Mr. Spriggs, when you bump into another human being, you have a choice. My bad, dog. You want a drink? My bad. I'm sorry. Let me wipe those off for you, dog.
Yeah. It's not that big a deal. I didn't mean to bump into you. I didn't mean to bump into you. It was an accident.
Dog, let's take it outside.
I'm good.
And then dudes start taking off everything when they start walking outside. Girls start taking off their earrings, start taking off stuff. You get outside, you get lumped up.
Another thing is, We always say that NFL players are hindered in terms of endorsements and notoriety because they wear helmets all the time. They're not as recognizable. But Aaron Donald is one of those faces that you can recognize. And he's got one of those body types that you can recognize. And he's also, like, you know, say people like woke up and choose violence. He just lives violence. He was born violent. Like, he's violent for a living.
And, dog, respect to Pittsburgh. And by the way, watch the Patriots or the Steelers get Justin Fields. Remember I told you that.
Okay.
Watch.
Jalen,
he's in Pittsburgh. Everybody knows who he is, dog.
If I punch Aaron Donald as hard as I can in the stomach, does it hurt him?
No.
I don't think so. Hey, I really don't think so.
Hey, fam.
Like, as hard as I can.
I've done heavyweight boxing training. Shout to my guy, Joe the Future. And I was in the ring with him, right?
With Aaron Donald or Joe the Future?
No, with Joe the Future.
Oh, okay.
This is maybe like 2 years before he fought at Staples Center. Like, this is when I was training, right? And he was like, you got to hit me or I'm going to hit you. You know what I'm saying? So I hit him a little bit. He's like, I ain't playing. And he had this like little knuckle me, doom. He's like, if you don't hit me, I'm going to hit you. Then I was like, all right. Try to act like I wasn't hit. I was like, down. Try to hit him hard as I can. And I realized that it hurt him. I'm sneaking in. Like, hit him hard as I can. Like, oh, dang. And he like, hit me hard. I was like, I don't really want to fight.
It feels
I
weird, right?
I don't want you. But I really done hit him like three times as hard as I can. Right?
He's like, hit me harder.
And then he gave me a little body shot. I was like, oh, this is over, dog. Yeah. I am not here for this. You're trying to shatter my ribs, dog.
Paying you to punch in the stomach? No, dog.
Like, this is over. Take these off of me right now.
I can't take them off myself. Someone take these off of me. Anybody.
I'll show y'all.
Take these off.
I went over to the end of the ring. You know what I'm saying? Like people do when the officers, especially when you look like me, when you got to put your arms out of the window before they approach. I did that.
Sure did. I believe it. Dame.
Yo.
I got twins and an older one. You got the same setup, right?
How old are your twins?
5 now. I'm not going through it like you're going through it. I'm done.
Oh, yeah, I'm going through it right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the worst. No, it's the worst. Those 2 years of my life, I don't even remember. Right when they turn 1.5, you're fine, though. When they turn 1.5, you're good.
I'm like, man, let's speed the process up. Let's get them to about 1.5.
What about
2,
the minivan?
And then we good.
You going to join the minivan mafia? Join the minivan mafia, man. It's the easiest way to get around.
Nah.
We ain't doing that.
I was looking for an Escalade the other day, though.
Let me give you some advice real quick. I got twin baby advice for you. You got to synchronize. You got to synchronize those children. You got to eat at the same time,
trying.
Nap at the same time, bathe at the same time. You have to synchronize the kids, man. You got
to.
I've
been trying, man, but it's a boy and it's a girl. So.
I know. And as much as you can, try to get individual time. Those are my 2 pieces of advice.
Yeah.
Because I rarely spend time with just one of my twins. Rarely spend time with just one of them.
Yeah, I got you.
So how about this, Dame Dollar? We know you've been doing 4-Bar Friday for years. Is there a possibility that you would consider blessing us and our audience with a couple of Dame Dollar bars? It could be some of your old favorites. It could be something that you just got off the top of the dome. It could be something that's happening in society right now. Is there a couple of bars you would like to deliver? Because we need it right now during this pandemic.
A couple bars that I could deliver right now. I tell you what, man. I could give y'all some bars right now.
We need that. We need that.
But look, guess what I'm gonna do. Guess what I'm gonna do. I just finished my 4th album.
Ooh.
I just finished my 4th album. And I'm gonna drop it in July. So that's what, and it's real bars, like it's real rap. So that's what I'm gonna give them. Instead of 4 bars, I'm gonna get y'all to drop on the 4th album. It's coming in July.
So that means you're gonna at least come back and premiere it with us. You're gonna have some snippets out there.
There we go.
Give us some snippets or something.
We can definitely do it.
All right. Dope.
Dame, we really appreciate you taking the time. I appreciate the watch, man. I haven't gotten a present this nice since I was like 16 years old, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate you, family.
Appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, so appreciate y'all.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen, we talk a lot about the quarterbacks that are going to be drafted. Mac Jones' pro day. Did you see the throw that Zach
made? Mac Jones!
And, of course, Justin Field had his pro day yesterday. But one person we don't talk about is Trevor Lawrence, because we all know he's going to the Jaguars. But he said something really interesting in an article, and I want to read to you and just get your reaction as a professional athlete. Okay. This is Trevor Lawrence. Quote, "It's hard to explain that because I want people to know that I'm passionate about what I do. It's really important to me, but I don't have this huge chip on my shoulder that everyone's out to get me and I'm trying to prove everybody wrong. I just don't have that. I can't manufacture that. I don't want to." Your thoughts?
It just sounds like somebody that's always had expectations, met and or exceeded expectations. And he understands that there's a score of the game and there's the game of life. I know we had this fixation of believing that every athlete is going to be like Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan, the late great Black Mamba Kobe Bryant and the GOAT Michael Jordan, and only eat, drink, and sleep basketball, right? You want that from your professional athletes. But then there's certain athletes that buck that tradition since the beginning of time. Well, Chamberlain was accused of the exact same thing, having too much fun. And people said that he valued that over winning. So for Trevor Lawrence, I respect his honesty, is what I do. Because ultimately, he's going to be judged by one thing: how he performs for the Jaguars, not what he says in press conferences.
Yep. His father came out and said, he's not, "I want to win a Super Bowl at all costs." And then his high school coach said he could walk away from it tomorrow and be fine.
Well, now, let me tell you this, and I don't mean this in a bad way. He sounds like he has a level of security in his life to where if he didn't play in the NFL, he would still be able to feed his family. It doesn't sound like that football has to be a means to an end for him. For many people that he's going to play against, they feel just the opposite. Like myself, Jacoby, my family didn't live in the suburbs until I got to the league. The dynamics of your draft status change wholeheartedly if you're Steph Curry and your dad was in the league and y'all already got a mansion versus you have to move your parents to the league. It doesn't mean that Steph is less hungry. It doesn't mean that Trevor Lawrence is less hungry. It just said that he doesn't have to carry that burden. And that's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's interesting to me. It's forthcoming. And, you know, I like to have fun. I don't take stuff too seriously. I like how Shaq did it. Shaq is like, "Yo, I'm a basketball player. I'm going to do movies. I'm going to make music. And I'm not going to work out that hard in the offseason." He just wants to make himself happy. And shout out to him for doing so. Couple things that we need to touch on. We love power couples here on Jalen and Jacoby.
Love.
Support power couples. Always support power couples. We're lucky enough to be part of power couples ourselves. And sometimes they come to an end, Jay. Sometimes they do. It's officially official because when a TMZ puts it out there, it's always official. J-Rod is done. J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez are no longer a couple. Shame what happened to Flip. She was a big part of the ownership pitch to buy the Mets. That was just a few months ago. And just she was notably absent from the ownership group of the Timberwolves. My question for you is, how do you think Anthony Edwards feels about this?
Jacoby mentioned we support power couples. And at Jalen and Jacoby, we consider all power couples just that, regardless of your status or your fame, just the ability to support one another and be ride or die. We believe in that. We support that. And we celebrate that. For J-Rod, like you, I noticed that they were partners in the Mets deal. And I noticed that she was conspicuously not mentioned in the Minnesota sale. But I didn't need that to understand that they probably have been they were going their separate ways, because I have social media. Do you have social media?
I have social media. No TikTok. Okay. I have social media. No Facebook, no TikTok. I'm right in the middle. Not old enough for Facebook, gotcha. Not young enough for TikTok.
Gotcha. So I saw when they were hitting some turbulence recently, and a New York Post column came out about someone who said that they were FaceTiming with A-Rod right before their reality show. And the next day, there was video of J-Lo's daughter, I believe, really visibly upset, understanding that there was a chance that there might not be a couple anymore. And I bring that up because once you see somebody, kids on the internet crying about their relationship, that other person is done. Flat out. That other person is done. And that's exactly what I said. Ain't nothing. Whatever happened when I saw her daughter upset on the internet, I was like, oh, that's going to be the end. And unfortunately, it is. And by the way, like, I just got to say this to people, because I kind of saw this with Kanye and Kim. Like, we don't have to pick a side. We don't have to choose who's right or wrong. Like, continue to root for both of them. Like who you like what you don't like. And, you know, they're both still successful people, and hopefully they have long, fruitful lives to live.
Yeah, some tells me they're both going to be okay financially. You know, some tells me they're lawyered up and and they can get their financial entanglements untangled by lawyers and accountants. And I think they'll both, I think they'll both be okay. I look forward to whoever they hook up with next being splashed all over TMZ and Page Six and everywhere else. Jalen, I have some NFC North news. Do you remember a gentleman? No. Do you remember a gentleman by the name of Jim McMahon? Jim McMahon.
I do. Bears quarterback. That was my guy.
Of course. Well, Jim McMahon came out and said that the Packers are the best organization he played for, and the Bears are where QBs go to die. Your reaction, someone. He's close
to my reaction is, he's been watching Jalen and Jacoby. So now when he'll say it, people will listen. I've been saying it because they were the worst quarterback situation besides ours that I've ever seen.
Y'all had Matt Stafford. There's no Matt Stafford in the history of the Bears organization.
Before we got Stafford, that's exactly where I was going. And then all of a sudden, I was like, wait a minute. At least we got a 4,000-yard passer. Like, man. Like, wow.
It's because y'all down 21 at the half and need to catch up. That's why he ran past for 4,000 yards. You don't have too many 2,000-yard rushers.
Well, here's something that used to be a reason. I'm saying that word right. This used to be a reason, but now people will look at it as an excuse. It's also because they play in cold weather. So let me finish. Certain franchises have an identity. The Bears are one. And their identity, Jacoby, is play defense, physical defense, stop the run, and run the ball. That's their identity. That's who they are. That's what Pittsburgh's identity was as well, especially before they got Big Ben. There's certain teams that have an identity. The Baltimore Ravens, that's their identity. And so for the Bears, in the middle of winter in Chicago, you don't want a quarterback throwing the football 45 times around the lot, because they call it the Windy City for a reason. But overall, what Jim McMahon is saying, I agree. And I love him. And I know he's dealt with some concussion and some CTE issues. Just sending him, you know, positive thoughts and positive vibes.
Now, again, this is the Thursday podcast exclusive edition. If you want to hear our full interview with Dame Lillard, you can check the other episode that came out today. If you want to hear our thoughts on Joel Embiid and our thoughts on Justin Fields and many other topics, you listen to the other episode from today. But we'll continue with the podcast.
Hold on. Hit the brakes. So rest in peace to Dark Man X. You just said something that reminded me of DMX and how he changed the game. His first two albums, he put them out in like 11 months. And they both went like gazillion platinum. And that changed the game forever. Did you just say, instead of Jalen and Jacoby putting out one podcast a day and having an average of one, we're putting out two and splitting it?
Yes, sir. We do one podcast
exclusive. Oh, man. So now people who don't know this industry going to look at that rating, Jacoby, and think it's half of what it is.
I don't, you can't quantify art. That's one thing I've learned. I ain't trying to quantify art. All I know is we're trying to be out here giving the people what they want. Instead of just slapping the TV audio out there, we want to make sure that they get the old school, just us talking about whatever we want with the voicemails, letting the people get involved. We're trying to get the people what they want. We could just not do this. We could just not do this Tuesday and Thursday. No one would ever notice. And it might even make like the quote unquote per episode numbers look better. But we're not here for that. We're here to give the people what they want, because we know at the end of the day that's what's most important. And I want to talk to you about something we talked to Dame about. Just heard today, LaMarcus Aldridge played with an irregular heartbeat on April 10th, and he decided that he's no longer going to continue his NBA career. It's obviously not the same, but it has some echoes of Chris Bosh, sort of a power forward, a Hall of Famer power forward. We got to talk about whether or not he's a Hall of Famer, but a very impactful all-star power forward in the NBA. At the end of their career, but still have a couple years left at least, sort of bowing out due to health issues. What do you think LaMarcus Aldridge's legacy will be now that we just found out he retired?
Buckets, mid-range. The art is not so lost on LaMarcus Aldridge. Terrific stroke as it relates to 15 to 18 feet facing back to the basket. Really good rebounder. Wasn't going to be the person that, because you had him, led you to the championship. But he could be the guy that on a nightly basis outplays who you consider is the best big in the league. And the other thing about him that I hope also gets acknowledged, really good teammate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a really good teammate. When he left Portland, you know, that was heartbreaking for a lot of their fans, but Dame said it best. They should retire his jersey, and I believe that they will.
They really should. I mean, since the 2007, his second year in the league, until 2019-20 season, last season, he averaged over 17 points. There's only 2 years, two seasons in which he didn't average over 17 points. Think about that.
Buckets.
Think about that. And one thing I will always remember is the famous series between the Rockets and the Blazers that came down to my man Chandler Parsons losing Dame. Now, but people forget, they always remember that shot when Dame hit the shot in game 7 to win it. But they forget games 1 and 2. And there was a couple of those games where I swear, like, 17 of the first 20 possessions of the Blazers, they put LaMarcus Aldridge on Dwight Howard covering him. They put LaMarcus Aldridge on the left block mid-range where he would catch the ball, face, either jab step or make a little ball fake, and then just hit it off the window and in. Off the window. It was wild.
He hit him for like 40, 50.
Yeah, but he had like 30 in the first half of one game. It was all LaMarcus Aldridge. There's just no answer for it. You can front him, you can double him, whatever it is, he's gonna figure it out. And that was kind of when he was at the peak of his powers. I'll never forget that series.
LaMarcus
Aldridge, a couple games he had where he dominated that series.
I'm gonna take you behind the curtain.
Take us behind the curtain.
What a lot of people also don't remember about that historic Dame Lillard walk-off game winner is that wasn't the play. He broke the play.
Really? I didn't know that.
He broke the play. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was not the play. LaMarcus Aldridge was supposed to touch that basketball. As soon as the person taking the ball out got the ball, I want you to watch something. When you see that play, you know, when you watch a football and you could tell a false start, Dame Lillard was a false start on that play. He started moving as soon as the ref gave him the ball. That's how he got this. That's how he got open.
I'm gonna watch it right now.
Yeah, that's how he got open. As soon as he gave him the ball, Dame started running. That was not the play. He's supposed to throw it into LaMarcus.
So how many times does it happen? Like, we've heard about LeBron doing this a bunch, where I'm watching the play right now. Let me see what's happening here. Here, I'll give you guys the call. Let me see it again. Where's Dame? Oh, yeah. God. So how many times does this happen when the coach says, all right, we're going to run this, this, and that. He got the whiteboard. So the assistant coaches meet first while the players sit down and talk. They draw something up. They had their little meeting before the meeting, and then they have this unified front where they go to the players, and they got the whiteboard. They're like, Jalen, you're going to be here, and Reggie, you're going to be here. Davis, you're going to be here. And they draw something up, and then you guys walk out to the floor and be like, all right, what are we really going to do? Like, how often does that happen?
Respectfully, humbly, it depends on who the coach is. See, here's what people got to understand. There are a lot of professionals that have jobs. But just because you have a job, that don't mean you're an A-plus at it. There are a lot of people right now listening to this pod that work with people that know that, yeah, they got a job, but they're a C-minus at it. Yeah, they got a job, but they're a D at it. And so if Coach Pop draws up a play, everybody running. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if you miss the shot or make the shot, he's going to have the exact same response because he's built that equity. If you got a young coach and or you got a coach that the players feel like, I like you, coach, you my guy. It's not even a diss. They're trying to win the game too. So I have to point this out. Like, when somebody breaks a play, it's not like, oh, I'm being insubordinate. It's more like, he sees it this way, I believe I can make it happen that way.
And you see an opportunity, the defense sets up a certain way that's beneficial,
yeah,
besides what was drawn up.
Yeah.
I think if you could explain yourself to the coach and say, coach, well, he was giving me a three-point opportunity, so I know you wanted me to run to the basket, but he was covering me in a certain way, which I didn't expect, so I just took advantage. Well, thank you for explaining that, taking us behind the curtain, Mr. Rose. Now, we always like to hear from people on Twitter, at Jalen and Jacoby, and hear from our voicemails. We'll get to those in a second, but our producer, Demetrius, sent us a tweet, which was getting around on Twitter, but this I don't even understand, because I have a very clear, strong answer for this. Question is this. Do y'all wash y'all face first or last in the shower?
Do y'all wash your face first or last in the shower?
Yes.
So let me tell you when I started to choose.
Okay.
When I realized that I didn't have a lot of towels and washcloths and we were poor.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my mind, I didn't want to wipe my midsection and or wipe my feet and then wipe my face.
Exactly. Who does that? Like, where do they do that at?
Okay, I'm just saying.
Who does that?
Okay.
Who washes their butt and then washes their face with the same cloth? No. Just no. No.
Well, you didn't let me finish. So let me tell you who does. People who don't have multiple washcloths. That's how I started this story.
No, no, but they wash their face first. I don't have multiple washcloths in the shower. I use one washcloth per shower. And I
wash
my
your face.
Well, I used to wash my face, but you know what I got in the last couple of years, Jalen Rose? Something I never heard of before until I was like 40. Face wash.
There you go.
Exactly. I know you've been on the facial skincare routine your whole life because, you know, you've been emotionally scarred from the bumps on your face when you were a kid. Like, you still swear, like, oh man, I got a bump on my face. I'm like, it's in your head, dog. You got a bump inside your brain that makes you think you don't have wonderful, shiny, glorious skin.
Shout out to Action Bronson. He noticed.
Yeah, he did. He did. Of all the things, like hairline, attitude, basketball ability, analyst, activist, educator. Of those all, people say, describe Jalen Rose. It took me a long time to get to nice skin.
He said, I couldn't wait to see you and tell you this.
Didn't that feel good, though, as someone who's been talking about their skin for a long time?
Yes, absolutely. No doubt about it. It's like reaching in my pocket and realizing I got a black card. I'm like, seriously? I can go buy whatever I want right now?
So I don't have that high of a limit on my credit card, but whenever I look at the balance, because I pay my credit card bill. Everybody pay your credit card bill. Having credit card insurance debt is really dumb. But I understand everyone's got different situations, but I'll never forget looking at my credit and looking at it, I think it was like $10,000. And I was like, yo, I could just go right now and just go to the airport. Like, it's just wild to me. It's like, I could just go to the airport and get on a flight to like Tulum and just spend 4 days there. And no one would ask any questions. No one would ask any questions.
Well, I'll tell you the days you get caught up with that. When you're in Toronto and it's a day off and you decide you're going to go to the mall and buy a Virtu watch for $15,000, a Virtu phone for $15,000.
I love the Virtu phone because when you first told this story, it was like, what was your dumbest thing you've ever bought? And I'd literally never heard of it. I never heard of it before.
I thought it was a mansion, then I thought about the Virtu. So I was just bored in Toronto, black card out, knees sore, probably lost 4 in a row. Hand was busted, had a cast on it, swollen, was 4 for 15 the night before, probably 5 turnovers. You know what? I'm about to eat good. I'm going to spoil me today. Took myself to lunch. You know what I'm saying? Walked around the mall. I'm going to buy the most expensive thing I like today.
That kind of day today.
Oh man, that's hilarious. I bought that phone, fam. They're like, oh, it's custom made by the same people who craft, I think it's Maybach or what, a Phantom. Oh no, Rolls Royce, by the same people who make Rolls Royce. You got a operator, you got all of these plugs that if you travel internationally, you can plug it in Africa, you can plug it in Europe, whatever you need, it's right here. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to flip it. You know what I'm saying? It can fit right in your pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Have satellite reception or something? That was like the big sell. It was like you'll always have good reception.
Have a sick
Virtu phone.
Well, what happened? This is what kind of got me off of it. I stayed in Toronto right off the water, and I actually was trying to use it, and it didn't work because of the signal. You off of it? Yeah, that kind of got me off of
it. $15,000 phone doesn't work at my house.
Yeah, it don't even work. I'm right here. I ain't even got to travel no damn where. This phone don't even work in Toronto.
Next time I'm in Africa, this is going to be great, though.
Exactly. I'm going to carry all of these damn plugs somewhere this phone don't work.
Also, Jalen Rose, notorious, always needs a charger guy. We all have that friend. It's my wife, too. We all have that friend. It's like, I don't understand people that don't just charge their phone overnight and then just rock with it as long as they can.
Nope. Well, let me tell you a circumstance right now while we're recording this show. Right now, real time, everybody. Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, is a friend of mine. and a supporter of JRLA. JRLA is in the process of fundraising for its facility expansion. Tom Gores of the Detroit Pistons, and along with Stephen Ross, are going to support those efforts. So right now I'm here taking Stephen Ross a thank you gift. I was using my phone with the plug-in air headphones. You know I prefer the plug-ins.
Mm-hmm.
I was in an Uber. I was charged. I realized I needed to charge my phone.
Shocking, shocking.
So I had to plug the phone in and put in my earbud. Right now, I'm at Hudson Yard underneath one of these like roof things so I don't get rained on. And literally, I walked two steps and my earbuds have fallen out twice. These earbuds have fallen out twice. So you're right about the large non-charge, but I'm right about not wanting to use earbuds. That's why my phone always dead.
What?
No, it's not. It's been dead for years. I can't blame earbuds. You're right.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do it. It's your fault. It's your fault. Every establishment Jalen walks into. Y'all got a charger?
Yeah.
You got a charger? Yeah. You should charge it while you sleep. That's what I do. Charge it while I sleep. So we always say we give the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is hearing from the people. Our best content in the last 10 years always comes from these voicemails because we always talk about what happens in the news and we always give you the news of the day.
Yeah, we do.
You guys throw us in the most random direction. So think of it, anything you want us to talk about, anything at all that you think would be interesting or entertaining for us to talk about. All you got to do is call 985-80-JALEN, leave us a message, and we'll put it on the show just like this one.
What's good, Jalen Jacoby? Shout out Rez the Ledge. This is a longtime listener, Sonny, from the 518. I know y'all got voicemails about strippers, toilets, relationships, everything. But I'm going to need the knowledge from Jalen about this other favorite of his, lobster. Y'all know in summertime, I'm trying to eat like Jalen. You know, I got the checks like Jalen, but I'm trying to eat like Jalen. Give me two recipes or something. Some of lobster. Please and thank you. Keep getting them checks. Love y'all.
I got you, fam. We love you, too. Appreciate the call. I've actually been getting my quote unquote menu together. Jacoby, I don't know. Let me just tell you. Let me just say this to the pod listeners.
Okay.
I saw this happen with Will Smith from the outside looking in. We didn't have a phone conversation, but I saw him go through his entanglement, you know, embarrassment as I'll call it. But I also saw him decide that I just want to live life carefree. And I also saw him jumping out of planes and doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right. So I realized this, you know, last 13 months in my life, you know, some of the losses that I've suffered, all the people know some of the losses that my family has suffered. I think I'm at that phase.
We jumping out of planes?
No, not going to be able to do nothing dangerous or life-threatening. Not going to be able to do it. I'm still black. Still from the hood.
We're not from that phase yet. We're not the phase where you're not black.
No.
Okay,
no,
got you.
No.
All right, sorry. No. Sorry to interrupt. Continue,
exactly,
sir.
Exactly. And so one of the things, and I told you one the other day, the second thing I want to do is get my menu together. And one of the things I want to do, and I was trying to hook this up the other day, and it was excellent. Lobster po' boy is what I'll tell you. Okay, because you can boil a lobster, right? And depending on like what kind of sauce that you want to mix it, however you want to mix it. And the thing about that sauce for your lobster po' boy is like broth. So somebody can say, hey, I like soup. Hey, I like soup. But your broth can be different. That's how you can do the lobster po' boys too. Really, you can make it like kind of how you want. It all really depends on like how you prefer to make your lobster. Like normally I was a person like it either fried or grilled or both a little bit well done. And so that satisfies eating with like normal sides. Or if you want to surf and turf, or if you just want to have like a seafood medley. I'll grill them on the grill. When you put them on the grill, keep them in the shells. Cut them in half, keep them in the shells. Trust me, keep them
cut
in the shells.
Cut them in half? Cut them in half?
Cut them in half and keep them in the shells. You don't start off like
head to tail, right?
Correct. Because you're going to start, first off, you're going to start off with six. And then when you cut them in the half, it's going to be 12. Okay. Right off top. So you cut them in half and you throw them on the grill. And you flip them and you know what to do. And then you flip, can flip, make flip that with... Then you can make that with whatever size you want. But the seasoning is cool. It's, again, the thing for that one. Do you like your rub? Do you like your charge? Do you however you like it? But here's what I'm into right now. I'm into this po' boy because I like mayo. I like mustard, but only sometimes on hot dogs. And I eat Worcester sauce. Right?
How do you say it? I never knew how to say it.
Worcestershire sauce.
Wouldn't say it again, please, sir. Say it again.
Worcestershire sauce.
I don't think that's it. Now give one more chance. Give
Worcestershire sauce.
I think it's Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire. Yes. I've never been able to say this. Worcestershire sauce. Anyway, continue.
So I'll tell you three things, and I'm just trying to remember this. I'm literally standing outside trying to stay out of the rain. There's three things that you're gonna have in your for the lobster po' boy that you may not know you have. You have vinegar. I promise you, you have some vinegar. You can put hot sauce on it to knock it back a little bit. But lobster po' boy, grill the bread. You can definitely grill it. Throw that bread back and forth on the grill or throw it in the oven. But I'm gonna tell you, lobster po' boy, that's gonna be the thing. Slice you a tomato. There's so many ways to do it. Lobster po' boy, though. That's my... Tell me how it goes.
Lobster po' boy, Jalen Rose's latest venture in the kitchen. Appreciate the call from the 518. We have time for one more voicemail. Let's hear it.
Jacoby, Jalen, I have a question. I have a boss move or soft move. And shout out to Reg. Wearing glasses when you don't need them. I heard on the pod that Jalen was wearing these glasses, flipping them in, working into the wardrobe for the ESPN show. And as a person who has worn glasses my whole life, I think that's tough. I can't take these glasses off. There's a designation on my driver's license that says I have glasses. And if I get in an accident, I'm not wearing glasses. In the court of law, that could somehow end up affecting me negatively. You wouldn't wear hearing aids for fun. That's not cool. Anyways, peace.
Good question. As someone who doesn't allow you to have the floor, wearing glasses, transparent, see-through, non-prescription glasses for fashion. Sophomore boss.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate the love. I have a couple of people in my family that are close to me. One of them is my sister-in-law. Who's in her 50s. She has a hearing aid and they can be stylish just like glasses can be stylish. Everything can be stylish. And I understand that because you've had to wear glasses your entire life, you see that more as a duty or a crutch than style. But Jacoby used the key word. Glasses are fashionable. And we get a chance, I get a chance to rock my Tom Fords, to rock my Cartiers, to rock my Gazelles, and do it for fashion. But now that I'm getting older, I'm going to need a prescription. But what I'll ask the J&J fam, and I'll ask this caller, it may be because they don't want to spend the money, they may not have the money to spend, they may not like surgery. I'm going to ask the people to tell me, should Jalen be considering getting glasses with prescriptions or LASIK?
Ooh. Oh, see, I know you really well. And like, you had some thoughts about the vaccine, but you ended up getting it. And you don't, there's certain things that you just don't feel right to you, like skydiving we mentioned earlier. Correct. But that, yeah. I would think that shooting lasers into my eyes and burning them so they work would fall in those categories of like, nah, this doesn't pass the stomach test for Jalen Rose. I would get the LASIK. Here's one thing I can't do. I'm not touching my eyeballs every day and putting contacts in. And people, I've got a lot of friends in contacts. They complain about their contacts all the goddamn time. My wife complains about her contacts all the time. They're dry. I need some solution. My disposable contacts aren't here. I've been wearing the same ones for 2 days. I'm not dealing with that. So I personally would suggest to you, the technology is there. They've done it for years and years and years. Get the LASIK. You always want to have the option of not wearing glasses, don't you? Because you need glasses.
I do.
Get the LASIK.
So Andy Authentic was giving me a cut today. Shout out to Andy. And he was clowning me about the font on my phone.
It's so ridiculous at this point, dog.
Right? And so the conversation shifted to what I just said. And he like, oh, dog, I got LASIK.
You're LASIK.
He's like, dog, it take 10 minutes. I couldn't do this for a day and da-da-da-da, and I'm being good. You got to get LASIK. He's like, what if you lose your glasses? Or they fall off or what? All right. Oh, I didn't think about it that way.
Oh, yeah. My wife is blind. Like, I don't even know how her genetics got this far. Like, I don't know how these genes got this far in our species. But let's say, like, we're in the woods on a hike. Glasses fall off her head, shatter. I have to like carry her back. You know what I mean? Man. Like if you get LASIK, that's not a problem. What if it's, you know, you always gotta be ready for the zombie apocalypse too, dog. We've been in the middle of a pandemic. Who knows what's gonna happen?
You gotta run. Might have to run.
You gotta be ready. We get attacked by another country or something. You gotta be ready for war at all times.
So I want this to be a television topic at some point, Demetrius, along with the pod, please. We need the audience to do a poll and tell me, prescription glasses or LASIK? Jacoby knows me very well. He alluded to something that he knows. I'm scared to death to try to get this LASIK.
Oh, yeah. You've been needing knee surgery ever since I met you. Right.
I do not want to do
like anything. A small little knee surgery ever since I met you.
I ain't get it.
You get like a chipped tooth. It's like, uh-oh. You think your leg fell off. You miss Harlan's wedding.
See that on TV. I did. Wow.
Miss Harlan's wedding because you had a little dental problem. You're like, yo, you don't understand, dog. I said, all right, okay. Like, shooting lasers in your eyes is not, that seems a little too futuristic for you. You're a little old school.
I agree. But so I need some assistance. So call in and let us know.
But here's one thing I know about you is if I told you to get LASIK, you'd be like, nah, can't, not gonna be able to do it, no chance. But since it's Andy Authentic, and he's got the first-hand story, you're considering it now.
You notice I never asked you.
I know. Yeah, of course. You asked, didn't even ask me today. You asked the people on the pod. Man, we appreciate the call. And I would say that I would understand. I just want to sympathize with this caller for a second. He has to wear the glasses. They're like a ball and chain to him. When he wakes up, he's got to feel around the side table and find them. He's losing them. He's feeling around his house. They're annoying to him. There's something that he feels obligated to wear for legal and just and seeing. It's just they're a burden to him. And then he sees Jalen just pop up all the time, just voluntarily putting that ball and chain on himself and making it look fly. So I empathize with you. But if it's fly, it's fly. And sometimes the glasses look good.
I'll give you a different way to also like visualize that analogy. And that was very well said. That's how some people initially felt about condoms or seatbelts.
Oh, yeah.
The exact same thing. I ain't wearing a condom. It don't feel as good. I ain't wearing a seatbelt. It restricts me. I can't move really.
Do you know why? When I was single, I wore condoms for a lot of reasons. Obviously, for safety reasons, STDs and pregnancies are not something that I wanted. Also, last longer. That's something I need. A little help with last longer. Elongating the experience.
That ain't true.
Should I put 40s on? Buy two packs? We about to get canceled. We got to end the show. Man. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that? Jalen Rose. We might get canceled before tomorrow.
Oh, man. We're not done. We're not done. Practice safe sex. We are not done.
I'm so glad the executives don't listen to the podcast.